South Africans, this is incredible. A crime syndicate is having an official meeting in Boksburg in Gauteng this week. Well, I call them a crime syndicate. They call themselves the ANC. South Africa's most successful thieves, murderers, and con artists have all gathered for the ANC National General Council meeting, where some of the roundest comrades on earth will fight to take the action out of affirmative action and use the word cater like it ends in the word ring. Do you get that? Catering. Catering. It's a great joke, guys. Welcome to another episode of Real Problem with Chestermissing. This time it's about the ANC's NGC, and my goodness, they just got 40% in the last elections. If things get any worse, there'll be a John Steenhuisen credit card statement. Just days earlier, Witness D and the Madlanga Commission got murdered in the same area as the ANC is meeting now, in a corruption scandal in which they have been seriously implicated. In fact, I think that's why the ANC meeting is in Ekurhuleni, so their members can go do some stealing in the lunch break. You might as well use the time effectively. The ANC meeting in Ekurhuleni, the same city as Kat Matlala and Bram Hotzi scam South Africa, allegedly, is like Alcoholics Anonymous having a meeting at frickin' Solly Kramer's. It's insulting. Futsak. You see, the ANC is very good at explaining its own problems. It knows exactly why it's failing, and it will tell you. And then the next day, they will make exactly the same mistakes again. I know some of you are thinking, my goodness, my husband is exactly like the ANC. And ANC voters know it. That's why just 50% of the electorate pitched up in the last elections. Voting in South Africa is like eating at Wimpy. No matter what choice you make, it's a cuck choice. And the cuckest choice is without a doubt the ANC. The ANC is so cuck, voting for Gayton McKenzie actually made sense. If our elections ballot were the Wimpy menu, the ANC would be the salad. A Wimpy salad is like an ANC-run municipality. A good idea with all the good parts removed. The ANC's own voters are the ones who stayed away. Do you understand how insane that is? The ANC is so cuck, people who were denied democracy are not voting. That is like a virgin having sex with you, and it's so cuck, they never want to have sex again. This NGC meeting is important because it's the first step in the ANC jostling to decide the next layer of leadership. Who will take over from Ramaphosa? Will it be Mashatile? Will it be Fikile Mbalula? Will it be one of those puppets from Takalani Sesame? There was talk of Ramaphosa being on his way out, of course, but his success at G20 and standing up to Donald Trump changed all that. Ramaphosa's biggest criticism is of being Johann Rupert's puppets and of having sold out the revolution to the white people in the DA. Is Ramaphosa Helen Zille's Chestermissing, or is it the other way around? Is John Steenhuisen now a comrade? It's a little bit of both, I think. The ANC is promising its national democratic revolution, which is bizarre for people who are literally in charge of the country. How do you have a revolution against yourself while you have a literal billionaire in charge? This is a fake revolution. It's a joke revolution. It's a Hong Kong revolution. It's disgusting and they need to fix it. In fact, the actual staff of the ANC were outside the meeting of the ANC protesting against the ANC because they had not been paid. I mean, if you can't pay your own staff, why the hell are you running the country? That's like cliques having to go to Dis-Chem for supplies. It's absurd and ridiculous. In fact, the spokesperson of the ANC, Mahlengi Bengu, did the most spectacular political spinning of the year when she claimed the fact that the ANC are too broke to pay their staff is somehow proof that they're not corrupt.
I always say that if the ANC was a corrupt party, not individuals, the ANC as an organization, if it was a corrupt party, we would not be poor.
What cuck are you talking, Mahlengi? You're saying the ANC is not corrupt? It's just its members who are corrupt? I haven't seen anything that stupid since Brown Mahotsi's wardrobe. Your members are so greedy, they don't even share what they steal with the people that help them steal. That's not a sign of competence. It's like robbing a bank but being too cheap to buy the frickin' bullets. Besides, if the ANC can't manage its own finances, how are you going to run the finances of an entire country? Oh yeah, you don't. You guys stole so much, the lights turned off. Futsak, Mahlengi! Ramaphosa's speech was the usual ANC flim-flam. Revolutionary, blah, 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 end corruption, blah, blah, blah. Forward, comrades, forward. What time is lunch? Oh, cater. Ing, don't mention pala pala, blah blah blah. And my goodness, it was hot in that venue. I think Ramaphosa was sweating out all the water that Julius Mkhwanazi drank.
It is quite hot here, and we have asked that they should open the air conditioners at full blast. So we apologize for the heat that is being generated here. And to the media, the heat is not being generated by difficult debates and discussions.
Now you know the difficult questions are not generating heat because there are no difficult questions. Hey, Jacob Zuma used to say it's cold outside the ANC. Well, it turns out it's too hot inside the ANC. They're always telling everyone, oh, we're going to calibrate. Listen, Ramaphosa, if the ANC could calibrate, why haven't they done it already? The truth is the ANC is not a TV license. It cannot be renewed, even though renewal is their entire sell.
And in the course of our deliberations, we should examine how our policies and programs must be recalibrated and adjusted to better serve the people of our country.
Because eventually what all this corruption has shown us is that the ANC has turned into a system to loot the state while claiming to be helping the poor. I mean, at least the DA are upfront about wanting to cancel BEE. The ANC claim to support BEE and then just give it to themselves. That's like buying your kid a cake and then eating it in front of them and expecting them to still say thank you. You assholes. The ANC have the audacity to talk about corruption while they're still being corrupt.
Continue to say that the membership system of the ANC is also being overhauled to ensure that the movement attracts into its ranks the kind of people who are willing to serve the people of South Africa. The criteria for membership and screening process to rid the ANC of criminals is an important part of the renewal process.
So this is obviously a load of bullshit. Becky Cele, the dude who is accused of literally getting a Woolworths bag of cash, is right there in the room with Ramaphosa while he's talking about corruption. Woolworths bags, by the way, look like your average dodgy BEE deal, don't they? A lot of black surrounding a little bit of white in the middle benefiting. In fact, I think the W is white monopoly capital and the rest is the ANC. Because the ANC knows exactly who did the looting and it hasn't fired a single one of them. We had the Zondo Commission, which is like if corruption got a TV series. And now we have the Madlanga Commission, which is like a TV series you didn't like getting a sequel. It turns out the throne in Game of Thrones was actually Ramaphosa's couch. You know an organization has failed when they have to do this.
And introduced a compulsory course on ethics and integrity in the political education curriculum.
Yeah, ANC corruption is so bad they have to send their members to a compulsory course in ethics. That's insane. That's like the manager of the Spur having to do a course to find out that he's not meant to eat the food himself. The SACP, the South African Communist Party, say they want to go against the ANC in the next elections, but they're still in the tripartite alliance. How does that work?
How are you going to do it if the ANC, SACP says it's going to contest elections independently but it's still in alliance? Then how do we make of that? How are we going to then go to the polls and campaign for both political parties who are contesting elections, saying they are not contesting one another, they are contesting election, but voters will make a decision. What will be the impact?
This is absurd. You can't be in a party and against the party at the same time. I'm marching on myself. It sounds dirty. Who's your daddy? Bladen Zimande is my daddy. And of course, senior ANC member Nomvula Mokonyane thinks we should not judge the ANC for the madness of the Madlanga Commission, where we find out our entire police force is in fact a crime scene, because at least they're dealing with the corruption. Lies! No, you're not! Futsek! Being so corrupt, the head of the KZN Police Department, General Mkhwanazi, had to risk his life and career to expose it, does not make you look good. We only have the Madlanga Commission because those thieving bastards gave us no other choice. If your wife catches you cheating, you can't pat yourself on the back for being honest afterwards. It's like if Tiger Woods was a political party. Guys, the ANC does have a 10-point plan for local government elections next year and how to uplift municipalities. But the facts are, if they could have done it, why didn't they? If your husband has spent the last 30 years promising to put his socks in the laundry, he's not going to suddenly change. All he's going to be good at now is making promises. What we do know is the ANC fixed Joburg for the G20 and all the fixing just vanished the next day, which actually makes them look worse. It's like when you do well in a test at school and your teacher now knows you're not stupid, you're just lazy. I don't think we see any major changes coming in this week's NGC because eventually the ANC is a sinking ship. No matter how much they turn that wheel, the only direction they're going in is down. Let me know in the comment section what you think. Please like, share, and subscribe to this channel because it's nuts. You're watching Latex on the internet. I will be doing my own show, Puppet Power, in Kimberley on the 30th and 31st of January. Make sure you book for that. And in Cape Town, I'll be there on the 10th of the 14th of February at Theatre on the Bay. It's going to be bananas. Come get a selfie. You can get your tickets by submitting a tender, or you can go to the BP garage, or you can go to conradkoch.co.za. The link is in the bio in the comments. Okay, I love you guys. Bye. Kabeche, kabeche. Futsek.